A technological challenge of a different kind at one of our most esteemed art galleries. It's a knee-high robot, now officially on staff at the Art Gallery of Western Australia. It'll be introduced to the public today, and its job, well, gallery guide, of course. Yes, it's a tiny, walking, talking robot that can show you around, sing, dance, even tell a joke or two. And it's all part of a plan to bring new audiences into the gallery, which has seen visitor numbers fall dramatically over the last couple of years. Claire Nichols has met the robot.
Aggie is knee-high, blue and white, with bright blinking eyes. She's also the first robot I've ever interviewed. Aggie the robot, welcome to RN Breakfast. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
What can I say? I'm a little nervous about being on radio. I am the first art gallery engagement robot in the world. Isn't it exciting?
I am Stefano Carboni and I'm the director and CEO of the Art Gallery of Western Australia in Perth.
Can you tell me why a robot has appeared in your art gallery?
I would say why not?
The walking, talking robot will join a team of 82 real-life tour guides here at the Art Gallery of WA. She'll lead an hour-long tour once a month, her first focusing on women in art between 1930 and 1960.
We're going to have different programs with Aggie. One will be definitely related to children's programs, so children can interact with her. But there will be also more serious tour that she will be programmed to do in one of our galleries. She will take whoever wants to join the group to look at a number of paintings in one of the galleries. And it's going to be a serious curatorial talk. So she will be both a curator-like guide, but also in a kind of entertaining children as well for educational programs.
Aggie, can you tell me about your favourite piece of art here in the WA Art Gallery?
My favourite artwork is called A Haystack. It was created in 1983 by William Delafield Cook. It's a giant image of a haystack. If I weren't Aggie the Aguar robot, it would probably give me hay fever.
Aggie and the team show me some of the tour.
Tucker's paintings usually show a darker side to Australian life, and this work shows a not-so-typical beach scene.
While talking about the Albert Tucker painting Sunbathers, the robot is able to show off a lot of her tricks. She lies down and pretends to sunbake on the beach. She also plays a soundscape to set the mood. Aggie was built by a French-based robotics company that specialises in companion androids and was programmed here in Perth by the company SmartBots. Anitra Robertson is the company's chief operating officer.
She can dance, she can sing, she can play games, she can tell jokes, she can read, she's basically live streamed to the internet, so you can actually download RSS feeds and have her tell the weather and tell the news and read books. She's also got facial recognition, so she can see you when you approach her.
What Aggie can't do is think for herself. This is not AI technology. Instead, she's been pre-programmed with scripts and moves to perform during her tours. Chris Travers is the Art Gallery's Director of Engagement. He hopes the novelty of a robot tour guide will help the gallery connect with new audiences.
I think the first thing is it's surprising and you kind of adjust your perceptions because you're being told some really intelligent things by a kind of little childlike figure. So it's a bit like R2-D2 in Star Wars, who sometimes saves the day. So you sort of underappreciate what this little robot can tell you, and suddenly you're getting an art history lesson, but you don't really realise it. And that's been one of the balances we wanted to strike between making it engaging and entertaining, but not dumbing down the content. So in each of the tours, there's actually a real serious educational mission there, and you'll come out and you'll know stuff you didn't know before about paintings you never thought you were interested in, which is great.
Is it a bit of a gimmick?
It is something to catch people's attention, but it's part of a much more serious, widely considered strategy that we're putting together, which is called the Imagination Programme.
Indeed, Aggie the Robot is just one of a number of high-tech changes to be unveiled at the Art Gallery of WA later today. Gallery director Stefano Carboni will also open a new sound gallery and a virtual reality experience, which allows people to see works which are not currently on display.
I think it's quite important that we move in different directions and having a what we can call, you know, broadly a digital strategy is very important to be relevant, honestly.
And while Aggie is the world's first walking, talking robot art gallery guide, AGWA's Chris Travers says he wouldn't be surprised to see the idea catch on.
I don't see why not. I mean, it's a great complement to what we have, and I certainly wouldn't have invented it in isolation. It came out of the success of the voluntary guru guides that we have here at AGWA, and seeing them in operation, I thought in a way that's kind of great human software. If only we could clone that, which in a way we have. You know, we've created this little creature. So I think other galleries would be interested in what we're doing. It's not just the robotics and the fun and, if you like, the gimmicky aspect of it. It is the care and attention we put into piloting the program and getting that balance right, getting the mix of artworks right so the story is told. Because I think the thing that really interests people who perhaps feel intimidated about coming into an art gallery is the stories behind the picture, the narrative, the hidden stories, and that's what the robot unlocks.
Isn't that exciting? Aggie, the walking, talking smart box, the flagship for the Western Australian Gallery's Imagination Program, and Chris Travers from the Art Gallery of WA, ending that report from Claire Nichols. What an incredible thing to find in your gallery.
Want to hear about the best party in town this election season? It's a new podcast with me, Frank Kelly.
And me, Patricia Carvelis.
The Party Room, your essential guide to this federal election. Subscribe now. Simply search for The Party Room in your podcast app.
Or listen via the RN website, abc.net.au/RN.